back by popular demand. It's The Great Look Show with Dr. Sam and Todd Shackin from the Aesthetic Associates Center, bringing you the latest in plastic surgery, skincare, and cosmetic and implant dentistry. Now, live from the ESPN 1520 studios, here are Drs. Sam and Todd Shackin.
And welcome to The Great Look Show. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. along here with Dr. Todd Shatkin from the Aesthetic Associates Center. We're here to talk to you about plastic surgery and dentistry today and perhaps answer some of your questions if you want to give us a call. The number to call is 803-1520. 803-1520 is the number to call to get on board with us, and we welcome your calls. Anyway, welcome, Todd. Good morning.
Good morning, and great to be here. It's a beautiful day outside, even though it's a little chilly. It's sunny and nice, and I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. I wanted to mention, Sam, that most people may know this now, but 2 weeks ago on June 1st, the Aesthetic Associates Center Dental Office reopened in full speed ahead because the governor allows that now. And so we are taking new appointments, new patients, old patients. Anybody that has any dental issues at all can come in for a free consultation and see us in the dental office.
New patients, old patients, young patients.
Yeah, right.
Former patients. No, we've always been really strong with the community, Todd. And I know just prior to us coming on the show today, we were chatting a little bit about some racial injustice and things that are happening in the community. You know, we certainly would like to focus on our practices in dentistry and plastic surgery, but I think we should at least do a brief shout out to just let the community know that we stand by those that are oppressed, those that are suffering, specifically supportive of Black Lives Matter and things like that. And I know you did a recent Monday Morning Minute that you're sending out to your fellow colleagues in dentistry, and how important it is to us to make sure that we keep a strong Western New York community.
Absolutely, 100%. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. We're actually putting that logo on all of our websites, and we want everyone to know in the community that we support every single human in this community, especially the Black Lives Matter movement and all Black lives. And in fact, we're doing our Shatkin First company is going one step further to make a donation to Black Lives Matter for every single PPE piece of equipment that we sell. We sell protective gear to dentists and to health care professionals, and for every piece we sell, we're going to donate to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh, that's really good, Todd. I wasn't even aware of that, but thanks for sharing that with everybody today. I think the Western New York community, I always think, has been pretty strong, but I think we're all coming together even more now than ever. It's nice to be able to get back to business. The plastic surgery side of the practice has officially opened. We opened around the same time you did, Todd, but now the governor has given permission in Erie County to open up our operating room facility, which is good. We are back in business with that. We also are taking a lot of extra precautions now in our facility to make sure that it's safe for both the patients coming to our office as well as the staff there. And maybe we should just spend a moment to explain some of the things that we're doing.
Absolutely. So we've implemented a number of changes in the office consistent with CDC guidelines, and some are even over and above what the CDC guidelines require. But, before this whole thing even started, when we built our new facility with our new operating room, Sam, we put in this incredible air filtration system out of Sweden called the Opregon Avidicare system, and we were steps ahead of what's needed today with regard to that. So I'm glad that we went that extra mile to spend those extra dollars to put that system in, because now we're prepared for what we have right now.
Right. Who would have known that we would have been in the situation we are now with the COVID virus? But our operating room was an important staple of our business and our practice. You with the dental operations you do, and me with plastic surgery. You know, our father had helped us set up our ambulatory surgery center back in 1989, and we've been fully accredited since that time. And because of that, we upgraded it, and in a timely fashion, last year instituted that new filtration system, which has an amazing system because generally, even in the hospitals, they use laminar airflow. The way our system works is that filtration actually has a temperature gradient above the patient so that the cooler air that's above the patient gravitates down, because we know cold air is heavier than warm air, and it actually drags away the bacteria and the viruses and any contaminants from the patient and drags it down to the floor, where it carries it away through the filtration and the HEPA filters that we have. So it's really the state of the art. And for those of you that may be considering procedures, both in dentistry or plastic surgery, you can feel comfortable and safe knowing to do it there. I still work at the hospitals as well, and the hospitals I work at are taking extra precautions as well. But having it in the office in a nice private setting where we have that extra level of protection, I think is critical to people understanding right now. And people that are coming to us now are saying, well, gee, I got some downtime. I'm working out of my house remotely. I don't have to go to the office. It's perfect time for me to have procedures done without really missing a beat.
Absolutely. And to go one step further, Sam, we added those air showers into each dental operatory, also in my new area. We just added that. I don't even know if you saw that or not, but we did that a couple of weeks ago. In addition to that, we've got individual HEPA filtration units in the operatory rooms. And when you walk into our facility, you'll see a receptionist sitting in the waiting room, checking your temperature, giving you hand sanitizer, making sure you have a mask on. If you don't have a mask when you walk in, we'll provide one for you. We're having the loved ones and spouses and family members stay in the cars as much as humanly possible. I know that at certain times someone needs to be accompanied if they're having a consultation or if they are an adult accompanying a minor and whatnot. But for the most part, we're asking them to wait in their vehicle until the procedures are done. We've made more space in the waiting room by eliminating a lot of chairs, so we're social distancing in the waiting room area, and we're trying not to keep people waiting. So the idea is to get them in and get them right into the dental or medical offices.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is that as we start opening our doors and getting out more into the community, we feel safe where we go to, whether it be a grocery store or a restaurant. We are going to be taking extra precautions, and we've certainly done that at the Aesthetic Associates Center. But I think as a Western New York community, we need to do our share. I know that the statistics, and I watch these every day, have been going down, that the rate of hospitalizations are down. One of my main hospitals is St. Joseph's Hospital, which is the Sisters Hospital of Charity at St. Joseph's Campus in the Catholic system, and those numbers have gone down dramatically, and I have a lot of my friends, colleagues that work there, they're frontliners, and they've been really noticing that we are actually a much safer community now, which is wonderful. But I don't think it happens without all of us participating in that. And that's why we all have to be responsible, not just for ourselves, but for the people around us. So when we go get our hair done, when we go to the salons, when we go to the supermarkets or the pharmacies, we need to do our share of keeping us all safe, because this will end. I heard Dr. Fauci yesterday say that it very well could be in the month of December or earlier that we're going to be having the vaccines. And if we have a vaccine, then we can feel that we're going to start to get back to normalcy. But right now we got the new normal, and to be safe, we just need to keep doing what we're doing and protect ourselves and the people around us.
Yeah, and the thing that you mentioned, Sam, protecting ourselves and the people around us, it's going to be very important coming Tuesday, because it looks like they're going to now reopen restaurants for inside areas to eat. And of course, we don't want to have a spike. We want to keep our levels low here in Western New York. So continue to do all the precautions that you've been doing for the past many months. Anyway, give us a call at 803-1520 if you'd like to get on board with us. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to be giving away a free tooth whitening system. And Sam, are you doing a giveaway today as well?
Yeah, we've got one of our special skincare products. It's called our Optimum Moisturizer. It's a $60 value. We're going to give it away to everybody that calls to the show today, which is great.
Oh,
it'll help keep your skin moist. It's good for the face, but it's also great for your hands if they're dry from all the sanitizer you're using. So if you do give us a call today, you'll be getting one of those products, and we're going to answer some questions after we come back on The Great Look Show.
Hello, Western New York. It's Russ Salvatore. I've missed our customers so much that, like some other great restaurants, I have decided to offer takeout service for my beautiful steak dinners on Saturday evenings. It includes salad, potato, vegetable, and dessert. Our team boxes everything up in the containers, and we place the dinners in your car. It's delicious. It's Russell's To Go. Be our guest and let us do the rest. Please call 636-4900.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Western New York, we are winning the battle. We have followed the guidelines for social distancing, and we are now open. For more than 30 years, the Shatkin family has been dedicated to taking care of our patients. We have focused on quality of care and providing five-star customer service that has earned us the trust of the Western New York community. When you check in, if you do not have a mask, we will provide one for you. We will also take your temperature. Our waiting room seating has been adjusted to provide the extra room needed for social distancing. Our doctors and staff will be wearing the protective gear required in order to provide everyone a safe visit to our office. Our operatories have the most advanced air filtration system made in the world. Western New York, we're ready for you. Call us today at 839-1700 for a free consultation and get back on track with your dental health.
I was in a car accident. My front tooth cracked. Definitely embarrassed to smile. I got mini dental implants. It changed my life because it made me feel like me. Like I can smile and feel like Ashley. I just want to say thank you.
Mini dental implants can change your life too.
You can be you again. Call Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center, 839-1700, for a free consultation.
I'm more than happy. I'm ecstatic.
And we're welcome back to the Great Look Show. This is Dr. Todd Shatkin with Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. here to take your calls. Anything you want to talk about with regard to plastic surgery or dentistry, call 803-1520. We'll be giving away a free tooth whitening kit worth $195, and Sam's going to be giving every caller a free skincare cream.
Yeah, the cream is great. It's the Optimum Moisturizer. Anybody that's used it knows that it's fantastic. So if you're one of our regular patients at the office, you can call now and get that free cream because I'm sure you love it. I also want to do another shout out to Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. You know, keeping the restaurants open with the drive-through and the curbside pickup, I think has been a very important thing in Western New York because it helps maintain the economy but shows the cohesiveness we have to support some of these businesses like the restaurants and the bars and things like that, which are really the ones that are very hard hit. Of course, my practice was out of business for almost 3 months, but we're bouncing back. But I just do want to say that it's nice that we as a Western New York community are here to support those in the community that have been probably biggest, hardest hit from some of these changes that we made from the COVID. I have a question, Todd. I thought maybe I would answer that right now.
Sure.
One of our patients actually didn't want to be on the air, but she did send us a message from Susan. I have COVID-19. She wants to know, what is the difference between sculpture and liposuction? So I think that's a good question, and probably she's focused on the fact that if she's got a medical condition like COVID-19 or other medical conditions for that matter that might not make them ideal for surgery, we have non-surgical treatments that we can do. Specifically related, Susan, to your question about body contouring, we have a procedure called warm sculpting or sculpture. It's sort of similar to the cool sculpting. Instead of doing a freezing of the fat cells, we're actually heating them up with a laser, and we can reduce the contours and the fullness that people have in areas that they might not want. So it works great on men with the love handles or the women with the saddlebags or the hip area, and we can reduce that with the sculpture, which is a body contouring procedure non-surgically. So, of course, if you have currently active COVID-19, we don't want you to leave your house. You should stay quarantined, obviously, to make it safe for yourself as well as others. But once you're past that and your body is back in a healthy condition, then perhaps this might be an option for you to do the shaping. Mm-hmm. And if you're fully resolved from the COVID-19 and you've got positive antibodies, then your body is even more immune to any of these viruses. So you might want to come to the office. We actually do the antibody testing in our office for those patients that either felt that they were positive or had been tested positive in the past.
Okay, good. That's great. I got a question from my online sources also, and this is a good question because I just saw a patient the other day with this same situation. The patient asked about if they get their upper teeth done and they for like porcelain veneers, but the lower teeth are a different color than the upper teeth after the veneers are done, what should they do if they can't afford to do both the upper and the lower at the same time? So what we normally do for that is if somebody wants to improve their smile, most people show more of their upper teeth to begin with. So we usually do the upper teeth first if they can't financially handle both. And then what we'll do is we'll do an eye smile whitening on the lowers to brighten them up as much as we can. And I'll usually throw that in if they're doing some cosmetic work on the top. We'll do a whitening for the bottom teeth to make them whiter and improve them. And then they can continue to whiten their teeth at home with our eye smile home whitening system. At some point in the future, when they decide they want to do the veneers on the bottom, we can then bring them up to the same level of whiteness as the top teeth. But we can get them partway there with the whitening system. So I just took care of a patient the other day. We did the exact same thing. We did 10 porcelain veneers on her top teeth, and her teeth look amazing. But her lower teeth are still a little bit, discolored. So we whitened them, and she was very happy with that.
Okay, but sometimes I know that you will try to whiten the teeth around it first before you do the restoration. That way you can match, right, to match the color the best way you can.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Well, you can do a whitening in advance of the procedure and whiten the teeth up, and then we can do the veneers or whatnot.
Yeah, so I think that's really great. So just as a follow-up, Susan sent us back another message. What's the downtime with the sculpture? So the interesting thing is that when we're doing body contouring, even if we're doing liposuction, it's fairly well hidden, so you could go back to work and people wouldn't even know that you had something done. But the nice thing about the sculpture treatment, there's zero downtime. In fact, the quicker individuals get back to their normal activity, the quicker that fat will be absorbed and resolved, and that's a really nice thing. So I would recommend coming in for a consultation, Susan, so we can see you. And I think that's a good way for somebody to get improvement. So then Susan just sent us a follow-up comment. Also, she said she doesn't have COVID-19. She gained the 10 pounds. She calls COVID-10. It's like, I guess when we went to college, you got the freshman 15. So, okay, Susan, I guess I understand a little bit better about
maybe
what your
question is. Maybe it's a COVID-19, but it's just 19
pounds. Well, she might have
gained
19 pounds, but all right. So we all were a little bit more stuck in the house, a little more sedentary, off our routine schedule. So gaining weight during the COVID time was certainly something that did happen. And if that's the case, then my recommendation would be first to get you back into a healthy regimen. And then we can help you with that because we actually run weight loss classes at our office. We can help people with that improvement. And then we can move on into our body contouring procedures like liposuction or the lipo contouring, which we do with the sculpture warm sculpting. So that's
very
good to know.
All right, well, give us a call, 803-1520, 803-1520 is the number to call. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. from the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. To look and feel your best, consider my personally developed S-Lift procedure or short recovery facelift. This two-layer lift makes for a short recovery and longer-lasting results. Schedule your free consultation today to learn more about the short recovery facelift or other treatments to rejuvenate and look your best. Call 839-1700 for the Aesthetic Associates Center or our Trey Array Spa, or go to our website, drshatkin.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Western New York, we are winning the battle. We have followed the guidelines for social distancing, and we are now open. For more than 30 years, the Shatkin family has been dedicated to taking care of our patients. We have focused on quality of care and providing five-star customer service that has earned us the trust of the Western New York community. When you check in, if you do not have a mask, we will provide one for you. We will also take your temperature. Our waiting room seating has been adjusted to provide the extra room needed for social distancing. Our doctors and staff will be wearing the protective gear required in order to provide everyone a safe visit to our office. Our operatories have the most advanced air filtration system made in the world. Western New York, we're ready for you. Call us today at 839-1700 for a free consultation and get back on track with your dental health.
Comfortable and quality dental care. Affordable prices, always fair. 1700 to call. Dr. Shatkin does it all. Replace missing teeth, stabilize your dentures, visit the Aesthetic Associate Center.
Call us today for a free consultation.
Because happiness starts with a smile.
Call 839-1700.
And welcome back to the Great Lakes Show. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. here with Dr. Todd Shatkin, answering questions about plastic surgery and dentistry to all of our listeners today. And everyone that does call the show will get a free skincare cream from me. Even though Susan didn't call, I'm going to give you a free skin cream if you give us a call and give us your number. And I'd be happy to give that to you. But if you do have a question, we'd rather you give us a live question on the air. 803-1520 is the number to call. Give us a call and be happy to talk to you about that. So we're back in business. Todd, you're back in business. I know you were taking care of a lot of emergency type dental problems, which you know, was authorized and not restricted, obviously, with people with medical conditions. But it feels good to get back in the saddle, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the patients are relieved, because we've had a lot of patients very patiently waiting to come in for the past several months to have work that we had previously scheduled or planned to do, and then we had to put them on hold for a while. So I think it's a relief for them. It's a relief for me. It's great for our staff. Everybody's back to work, and they're enjoying their time with each other again. And also, we're going to be bringing dental hygiene back July 1st. The governor, even though he allowed dental offices to open as they see fit, he did encourage them to do it in some phases. So what I decided to do was open the dental office first with the doctors and then add the hygienist in a month later. So July 1st, we'll be offering hygiene.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine earlier that, you know, it was sort of an interesting time when we, in the middle of March, when we basically had to shut the doors and take some time off. And I guess I got a feeling, even though I'm not very old yet, but I got a feeling what retirement might be like. Did a lot of chores around the house, got some things done and projects that I wanted to do. But I was really happy to get back to the office and seeing patients. That's what I love. We've been doing this in practice. Todd and I, we both joined our father back in 1989, so it's been 31 years now. And I guess I proved to myself I'm not ready to retire. I'm still young. But I really love seeing everybody back and getting back to my family, my staff that we have in the office, our extended family, if you will. Just nice to really see everybody's faces, excluding their nose and mouth, with our facial protection with the masks. But it's just nice to get back together with everyone. And just a shout out to all my staff to say thank you for being loyal and waiting in the wings until we're able to get back in business. And I'm happy to see you all back in the office every day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have everyone back. You know, we were talking earlier about the filtration system and our father and whatnot. And our dad, Samuel Shatkin Sr., DDS MD, back over 30 years ago when we moved into our new facility, he put in, at the time, the very best filtration system that there was available in our operating rooms. And it served us well for all those years. And so when we decided to remodel and improve things, of course, we wanted to put the best so that it can serve us for another 30 years, hopefully.
Well, and your son is probably going to come back to join you, so he'll be able to take advantage of that moving on.
I hope so.
But, you know, it is something that I think what even more important, and Todd, you and I have discussed this in the past, it's not just about doing the job, it's doing the job as the best way we possibly can, bringing top-of-the-line dentistry and plastic surgery to Western New York. Our father sort of instilled that in us, and I believe we're doing that. During the downtime, you and I both were participating in learning some new topics and techniques in dentistry and plastic surgery, and also giving courses and facilitating knowledge, passing knowledge out to other health professionals. So we feel like we're expanding knowledge in the community and also outside the Western New York area. And our father always was a big proponent of education as well. So we feel like we're just doing our best to really expand everything.
Absolutely. So give us a call, 803-1520. And again, thanks so much to Russ Salvatore for sponsoring our program. I can't wait to go back in there. And I know he'll get me a table when they open up next Tuesday. So
isolated table. You'll be in. Yeah. I know all the restaurants will be having social distancing as best as possible, because We still want to be protective. We don't want to be one of those states that have been around that opened up the doors a little too soon and then developed increasing numbers. So we've done this in stages. And actually, Dr. Fauci, that came on, was interviewed by Channel 2 this past couple of days ago. He actually said that New York State has been at the forefront of doing this phased reentry into the normalcy, and he thinks that's been a real big difference as to how we've been safe in the Western New York community.
I think he's done a great job for our state. You know, we were hit very hard, obviously more so in downstate New York, but I think he's done a really good job of leading our state and keeping sanity here and helping us do this phased reopening. And I'm glad that, like we said earlier, the numbers are way down. I think they're down to 78 hospitalized individuals in Erie County, which is really good.
Well, I think the frontline staff also have to be commended for everything they've done to keep it safe. I work with some of the anesthesiologists and some of the nurses that have been dedicated to that at the COVID hospital, which is St. Joe's Hospital. And they have, you know, they said it's a little crazy in the beginning. Now it's settled down some, which is great. We don't want to have that resurgence of patients. So please, please, please be careful. Try to be, you know, considerate of the people around you. When you're at the grocery stores, make sure you're protective of yourself as well as the people nearby.
Everybody must be sleeping late today because we have no callers, but we're going to try one more time. 803-1520 is the number to call if you want to win a free home whitening system, which is $195 value, or a $60 skin cream. Just give us a call. It's an easy way to get a free product.
Well, that's okay. If you can't make it in, we give you the information about our office. We have a website at greatlook.com. That's GR8LOOK.com. Also, you can call us at the office. We have an answering system that's available 24/7. But if you want to call and make an appointment, you can certainly do that. Our office telephone number is 839-1700, 839-1700. We're conveniently located at the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst, New York. It's right near the 290 and the Main Street exit of the 290 and the expressway. So you can consider giving us a call at the office, 839-1700. We've got a caller now. Let's go right to that call while we have a moment. We've got Paul on the phone. Let's get right to Paul. Hi, Paul. Oh, well, Paul hung up, but he did call us on the show, so if he calls us back with a question, we'll be happy to get him on board. Anyway, thanks a lot for taking the time on your Saturday morning. We're happy that we were able to share with you a little of the information that we offer.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, we have another minute or so. I just wanted to talk quickly about the new implants. We're doing the mini implants that we've been doing for years now, but we've also added these new mono implants, and we've had tremendous results with these. These are larger diameter than the minis, but they're still treated in the same manner so that you can come in, have your procedure done, and get a tooth immediately or within a week or two, and or multiple teeth or even a full set of teeth. So we combine the use of the mini implants, the mono implants, and they're all different sizes, ranging from 2.0 up to 4.2 millimeters in diameter. This is a great alternative because in the past, people had to wait 4 to 6 months for healing for the larger diameter implants. But now we have these new ones. They're made in Israel, but they're really tremendous. And I've done about 300 of these and had absolutely fantastic results with them. So,
what's the difference with the mono?
It's a different thread design so that you can still load them immediately and they thread into the bone, very similar to the mini implants, but just a little
slightly
larger diameter. Yeah.
Well,
so for those of you who have enough bone, we can do the bigger ones if we need to. But I know we missed a call there, but we'll get you on next week, and we'll call you back after the show. And we'll see you next time on The Great Look Show. Thanks for listening, everybody.